I'm having a hard time reading on the train right now. Oh. Hold on, I'll start the lesson. Hi, James Mingvid. Sorry, I was on the train. I want to teach you a lesson about four basic prepositions that we use in English that sometimes get confused, and I understand why, so I'll keep it basic. But because it's basic, it's going to be 80% correct. That's a good thing. That means you can go to the website and learn more from other lessons we have, but just know that sometimes there'll be exceptions, and I may not cover it here today. I'll even give you two exceptions to help you. But why waste time? Let's go to the board. Here's Mr. E. You'll notice he has a calendar, he has a clock, and you are here? Oh, here. Here is a location. We're here right now doing the lesson. That's the location, Ingvid. Let's go to the board and do the rest of the lesson, shall we? Here's at, on, in, and by. At. I love it because it's very specific, so you always know where you are exactly. Problem, for transportation, at doesn't have anything. So let's go to the next one. Let's go to on. On. On is used for, let's say, large vehicles or large ways of traveling, such as trains, buses, planes, and boats. I'll come back to boat in a second. It's an exception. On the train, on the bus, and on the plane, unless you're Bill Gates, Donald Trump, or me, I'm not in that list, you don't have your own train, plane, or bus. So you usually share it with a bunch of people or a few people. It's large. So we say you're on the bus because it covers a big area. So there are many people sitting in that area. When I get to location, you'll see what I mean. Boat is a small exception. For many people in the world, they have their own boats because maybe they do fishing or rowing, which is a type of boat that you don't go by yourself. In that situation, you can use in. So if the boat is small enough, say in. I'm in a boat right now. But if it's a big boat, you have to say I'm on a boat. Another exception for the on rule is bicycle. You are always on a bicycle. I know, I said big vehicles, but remember, a bicycle is small and it doesn't really have a motor or an engine, so we kind of give it its own thing because you have to sit on the bicycle and you can never really be in a bicycle. Is that good? Now let's go to in. In is funny because there are only two things for in. In we use for car and taxi. The easy way to think about it is usually you own your own car. It doesn't belong to a group of people. People just don't get on your car every time you stop it. They go in and say, take me somewhere. And a taxi, well, when you're in the taxi, it is kind of your car. You pay the driver and you keep the car. So this is one of those few cases where because it belongs to me, I am in my car or I am in the taxi because the taxi belongs to me as long as I pay the money. It's one of these funny exceptions. I don't know why, because you can put more people in a car, but I guess because you can actually own this transportation, it's yours. Think of it like the small boat. The small boat, one person is in it, you can be inside of it. All right? Cool. The last one we're going to do is by. This is how you get there. So by is different. When we talk about in and on, we are talking about how you are in the vehicle. Are you sitting on the bicycle? I can see you on it. You know, a boat is on water. But by is means how did you get here? So when someone responds to you with by car, by plane, they're telling you how they got here. Not if they're in the plane or on the plane. They are just, that's how they got there. So how did I get here to do this video? Wouldn't you like to know? I'm kidding. I came here by car. So yes, I was in my car and drove here, but I would tell somebody I got here by car, not by bus. And that would tell them the difference in the transportation I took. How did you get here? You like that? Good. So that's by. This is how you did it. And the way you traveled is here, in and on. Remember, there is a small exception for small vehicles. So a small boat, you can be in. Remember, small. And a bicycle, you're always on the bicycle because people see you sitting on it. We good? Excellent. Now that is the lesson for transportation. Let's look at location. You'll notice that the same rules or ideas apply. Remember I said I liked at because it's specific? Notice the dot. It's very specific. Meet me at my house. That does not mean down the street. That does not mean in another city. It means my house, you. Meet me at my house. Specific location. Or I'll give you an address. Meet me at 51 Eglinton. Not in 51 Eglinton, no. At, that means right there. You can see the number and the place. Like it? I do too. On. If you notice, this is a dot, and this is like a carpet or an area. This is why I said on the bus, the train, and the plane, they are big. They have an area. And because of that, we say on, because you stand in an area. So, on. We put things on a table. Imagine, nope, how about this? This is a better table. I'm going to put something on the table. You can see it on. And here is an area. Cool? That's for on. In, I can use the same thing. That's the next one. In, there is a surface, but you have to go over and in something. Remember I said on here? This is now in. You can't see it anymore, can you? Because it's inside with a bunch of markers. It's inside. But when it's on the surface, you'll notice on, you can see it. In, like magic, it disappears, okay? So in, usually you have walls or something surrounding you that you can look up and see the walls. You'll see there's the board here and there are three other walls. So I'm in a room, but I'm on the floor because I'm standing on the floor, okay? So if the floor was here, this would be me. Ta-da! But I would go in the room, and now you need a door to see me, okay? So in and on. By. Many of you know close and near. So if you think of two things, okay? Here's one thing, here's two things. We can say, this is by the red marker. Similar to saying close or near. We just say by. There's 8% of this marker. I said 80% lesson, but it seems it's gone down. But by is similar to close or near. And you notice the arrows here show you, if I say I'm close to your house or by your house, it's similar to saying by or near. Okay, cool. Now I'm going to deal with time. When we deal with time, we'll start at. Remember I said very specific, that's why I like it. This is when you say things like at 9:15, at 12 o'clock. It's a very specific time and we deal with hour and minute. What time will I meet you? At 10:30. Specific, that doesn't mean 12. That's not at, okay? Day, on. When we talk about on, we talk about days. On Monday, on Tuesday. And if you're confused, think of it this way. A day has 24 hours. It's kind of got a surface to it. It's not just one specific time. It's got a little bit of time on it. So on that day, okay, anything can happen on that day, on the surface. We stand on it and we walk across it. You wake up, then you go to sleep. So on that day. Funny enough, you can say things like on Christmas Day, on Monday, on my birthday. So if you have a word that has a day in it, you can use on. Told you, I'll make it easy. It's 80% true. There'll be exceptions. I know someone will say one. But just think, did I say day in there? On the holiday, right? You can say it because it's got day. Make it easy. Okay, now we've talked about specific time with at and on the day with on. Let's look at in. When I say something like in September, what I'm talking about are long periods of time. We can say that for years, months, and weeks. So for instance, I can even go back in the past and say, in 1992, I came to Canada. Or in September, I will buy a hat. Now we're talking about specific time, as we did in on and at, but this time we're talking about longer periods of time. And we're being very specific. Now I'm going to go to one more for you, and we're going to go by. By is fantastic because it's the end of a specific time. If I say, I need it done by tonight. That is the time it's specific, and that's the end time or your limit. And funny enough, that's the end of my lesson. I'm at the limit. I hope you enjoyed it. E has been helpful bringing out the calendar and the clock and giving us a location. Quick recap, you can use at, on, in, and by for transportation, location, and time. When we deal with transportation, there are a couple exceptions you want to remember. On is used for large groups of people traveling by train, bus, plane, or boat. But sometimes a boat can be for one person, and you can say in. We also use bicycle for on, and that's because you sit on the bicycle. When we talk about in, we use it for car and taxi, because that's usually your private vehicle. Even though you say taxi's public, when you're in it, it's yours, as long as you pay for it. And it's also small. Okay? By is how you get there, by car, plane, or train. When we went for location, we talked about specific with at, on the surface or in an area, for on, like a carpet, think like carpet, in, think like a box, you go in a box, and by is similar to close or near, or close to when you've used it. And finally, for time, we talked about specific time, okay, using these prepositions. At is one time only. On is for days, on Monday, on Christmas Day. In is used for longer periods of time, like in September, or we can go back into the past, in 1992. And finally, end time, when we use by, okay? And we say that's the end. And that's the end of this particular lesson. So I'd like to thank you once again for coming to Ingvid. And what did I say? I need you to go to www.ing, as in Ingvid, English, V as in video.com, where you can go do the quiz and see how well you learned your lesson. Okay? And by now, I think you've got 80% of it correct. Okay? See you later.